When the city of Flint began using water from the Flint River, its high corrosive properties caused lead from the pipes to leach into the water. Physicians then found elevated lead levels in children.
It's not an issue that would happen in our backyard.
That's Robert Puente, CEO of the San Antonio Water System. He says SAW's pipes are not made of lead. The system instead uses galvanized or PVC pipes.
We don't have just one water source. We have very different water sources. And we already know what they do, and they're not new sources, so we have experience with them. So if we go from one particular water source, whether it's the Edwards or the Trinity or the Carrizo, we know what it does to our pipes.
But some homes may still have lead pipes. SAWS tests water samples daily, and Chief Operating Officer Steve Klaus says very low levels have been detected.
We do test for lead here, and the water itself has very low levels of lead, nothing that even comes close to some sort of a regulatory or drinking water criteria.
The EPA allows lead levels in drinking water to reach 15 parts per billion before action is required. In 2015, SAWS reported 3 parts per billion, a level low enough that the water can be considered safe to drink. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.